A hearty welcome to all to the fifth episode of Poets on Air Season 3, brought to you by your very own BPC. The voice of Supriya Kaur Dhaliwal's poems has an uncanny maturity and keenness of observation. The effortless way in which she weaves the narrative with its subtle sarcastic punches at the right junctures is appalling in the least. Her metaphors seek representation for the things that are often felt by us but seldom expressed. I hope this poem leaves with a lingering aftertaste of her poetic sense and vision of the world. Enjoy. The Women Who Dine Alone, Dine Alone by Supriya Kaur Dhaliwal. On my way to a diner on Dame Street, I see 16-year-olds singing Barbie anthem on cobbled paths of Temple Bar, beer cans in their hands. It was like seeing people seeing films in which they wished to be cast as leading actors. On getting to the diner, I sit with my dinner. In the first floor seating area, watch a woman blow-drying another woman's hair inside a third-story Georgian window on other side. I finish my food quickly, sit there gathering bits for the film I should be writing. My actor, an Irishman who wants to get through the length and breadth of India on trains only. His bed on which he sleeps in Dublin comes from IKEA and is made in China. When he watched Titanic at the Odeon in 1997, he yelled to himself, "For fuck's sake, sink!" My actress has travelled to 14 countries to photograph women who dine alone. She wants to beat the single female diner syndrome, dining alone for her, not a tour de force. She dines alone too, in her country, in 14 countries, not having to come home to cats or dogs. The women who dine alone, they just do. On my way home, I'm told by a friend, there is something very English about the way I hold my cigarette between my fingers. I nod, but the words get to my blood and bile. In my dream, his ghost whispers with a lilt of Americanness in my ear, correcting my accent. The following day, I go out wearing the sweet scent of cigarette ashes on my sweater. Table for one, please.